reading from the second letter of Peter. Beloved, wait for and hasten the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him at peace, and consider the patience of our Lord as salvation. Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and to the day of eternity. Amen. The Word of the Lord. The opening words of today's reading from Peter sound paradoxical. Wait for and hasten the coming. What? Wait and hasten? It reminds me of one of the unusual animals in the story of Dr. Doolittle. Push me, pull me, a two-ended llama-like creature going in opposite directions. Wait connotes passivity, standing still, not wavering. Hasten connotes activity, moving ahead, doing, working. When I checked the original Greek, I discovered the word for hasten can also mean earnestly desire. So perhaps desire does involve an aspect of hastening until we can possess the object of our desire. By our desire, we try to do what will bring about what we desire. So anyway, how can we wait for and yet hasten the coming of God's kingdom with a new heaven and a new earth? Peter does not leave us in the dark. He gives us several suggestions in the remainder of our passage. Be without spot or blemish. Be at peace. Consider the patience of our Lord. Be on guard not to fall into error and be led astray. Grow in grace. Grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Be without spot or blemish. It's always the first part of any step closer to God. We need to clean up our act, as it were, and shed the dead skin of sin and even little infidelities. To enter the presence of the holy, we must strive as best we can for holiness. For Catholics, that means regular confession. Even if you do not have much to mention, do it anyway. Part of the grace of the sacrament is a strengthening against future temptations and falls. We as human beings need to swallow our pride and learn to apologize. It is very difficult, but also very freeing. Be at peace. In a world that knows no peace, whether in the home, the parish, or most of our global world, the only real peace is that which Jesus gives his followers. One of your most important assets is having his interior peace. It is not worth giving up or winning any argument. If we must walk away emotionally, even if we can't physically, maintain the peace of Christ above all. consider the patience of our Lord, or in other words, meditate on the passion of our Lord. We can never forget the sacrifices and sufferings Christ embraced for our redemption and freedom and grace. Uniting difficulties with His can help us be patient in our own trials, which are very small in comparison with His. Be on guard not to be led into error and fall. Once we are clean and at peace, we need to do all we can not to fall back into our old patterns. Some people, including myself many years ago, will quit smoking for Lent, but Easter morning, there's no problem lighting up again. Be on guard. Be watchful. This needs not only vigilance, but prayer to the Holy Spirit, and maybe even one's guardian angel. Grow in grace. The other side of the sacrament of penance is the Eucharist, where we are fed, nourished, built up, and filled with grace, which is God's own life. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote in his Summa Theologiae that grace is a certain beauty of the soul. Grace is a relationship of love and friendship with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. It transforms, elevates, and makes us ready for the day of the Lord that is coming. Grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This does not mean having a mere bowing acquaintance with Him or knowing about Jesus, but knowing Him personally as a close friend, in fact, the closest friend possible, because He can dwell within our hearts 24/7 if we will have Him. We can grow to know Jesus so well that we can trust Him no matter what. I was once in a situation where I thought I would literally go crazy and lose my mind. At that moment, I had a choice to still trust the Lord. So I prayed, "Okay, Lord, if this is what You want, I will trust You and accept it." Fortunately, it did not happen, but there was great suffering to endure for many years. We grow in knowledge of a person through companionship and communication. Prayer and Scripture are the best ways to grow in knowledge of Jesus Christ. Doing all of Peter's suggestions will keep us so occupied that the new heaven and the new earth will probably arrive before you know it. In fact, we might even begin to live in a new world and see with new eyes and a new heart. When we wait in this way, that is, by growing in holiness, we are at the same time hastening the day of the Lord. Our final words today come from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Christians pray, above all in the Eucharist, to hasten Christ's return by saying to Him, "Maranatha, our Lord, come." It is a time of waiting and watching.